Hello and welcome to the A and B version of the Dollhouse Podcast. I'm Barbara.
And I'm Amy.
And we are on True Believer, and this is episode 5 of the first season. And let's see. The synopsis is, Echo is programmed to go undercover as a blind woman at a religious cult in Arizona after a corrupt senator recruits Dollhouse to assist the ATF in the breakup of the cult. But with Boyd watching from a distance, he soon learns that the Jonas Sparrow cult may be more difficult to handle, and the ATF agent in charge has an ulterior motive, as does Dominique when the situation takes a turn for the worse. Meanwhile, Agent Bauer continues his relentless request to look for Echo, while his neighbor Melly continues to harbor a crush on him. Also, Topher and Dr. Saunders monitor Victor when he begins exhibiting primordial behavior whenever he's around Sierra. And this is on IMDb. And that is the synopsis. I have never heard that word before, have you?
No, I haven't.
Let me see.
To them as man reaction.
Yes, that's what I'm used to calling them. Okay. Trivia. The storekeeper tells Langton, I didn't see who wrote the note. It could have been any one of them. There was a lot of Mishkogaz or something like that. Do you know how to pronounce it? Mishkogaz? No. I think it's that. Going up at the front of the store. And that is a Yiddish word meaning craziness. So I didn't know that, and it makes me think of the nanny.
Uh-huh.
And then, Dr. Claire Saunders says the famous have been a snake, and the rest of that, if it had been a snake, it would have bit me. And, let me see, that was from IMDb as well. It says in the trivia on the Wikia, on the Dollhouse Wikia, he says, just before Boyd talks to the store owner, a school bus is parked outside the store, yet from inside there is no view of the bus through the window. And the title of the episode, True Believer, is a reference to the book of the same name by philosopher Eric Hoffer. It describes cults and mass movements and the kind of people they attract. And then I think there was another goof on IMDb. Let me see. Okay, yeah, it's just the same bus thing. So, that's our trivia. So, let's just jump into the episode. One thing I have to ask Amy, is Arizona like that?
There might be a part, but not usually. It's a little bit of a bad name on us.
I don't mean with the cult, but yeah, it looks like it was from like 100 years ago.
Texas. Not Arizona.
Let's see. Yeah, and then, so we're somewhere in Arizona, and it's kind of olden looking, I guess, and then we see people getting off a bus, and they go into a store, and they're singing the, leaning song, like, the leaning on the everlasting, and they're all creepy and happy. And then the parent, like you know, at first you might not notice it, but then you see like a parent steering their child away.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, let's get away from these crazy people. And then this other guy, I guess he was just another towns guy, and mm-hmm. he's like saying, like, we shouldn't serve them here, and he's getting all up in this guy's face, and one of the, like, I think it was the long blonde guy. And I can't remember the name, but yeah, he's just getting in one of the guy's face and is like shoving him around and getting really aggressive. And then someone mentioned they think the smiling's weird. And then the store owner is just, you know, just trying to be like, you know, they're just normal people. Like maybe they're just happy, which I think that's a bit more than just happy. But anyway, so then they open up a paper and on it, it says, save me.
Uh-huh.
And Yeah, and the sheriff and the other guys don't like it, and the store owner doesn't care. And then later, so we see a federal guy, and he's talking to Adele, and he says it's ironic he's talking to her about a cult, which it really is. Like, I think, yeah, like, it's crazy how many comparisons are. I mean, you know, supposedly they are volunteers, but, you know, I think a lot of people want, like, they go into the cult willingly. Mm-hmm. Like, the time, like, they usually have to do a lot of stuff to be able to get into the cults. And then, like, one thing, like it said in, when I took social psychology, it talked about cults a bit because, you know, like, it's the group and the group pressure. And not just that, though, but one thing it talked about is with people is cognitive dissonance. And with that, like, if you have to do so much to get into a group, you don't want to feel that that is for nothing, so you rationalize to yourself and say, this is awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so that's my little psychology bit as about cults. But yeah, like, they actually did a study where that they had two jobs and, or no, they had two different payments but one job, and, like, or was watching a video, and one people said it was, like, they were paid more, but they said that was as interesting as watching paint dry. And then the other people watched the video, and then they were paid less, and they're like, oh, it was so interesting. Or it was something like that. Like, if you feel like it, you should look it up. It was interesting. That, yeah, they were paid more, but they didn't like it as much. Anyways, so, yeah, like, he's, talking to Adele, the cult guy, and, oh, let's see, I left my place, sorry. Okay, yeah, he says it's ironic he's coming to her, and she's just iffy, like, she doesn't want to tell him no, but she, yeah, she does say straight up, like, the reason we work with you is so we don't have to work anymore with the government. Sure. But, he still persuades her. And she says, she's talking with Lawrence and says, you know, like, it's a re-election, so they have to be sure about that. Or no, I think that might have been the federal guy. Anyways, they have a small amount of time that they can check it out, and they need somebody real. That if they send in somebody who doesn't know what they're doing, then it's all going to fall apart, and they're not going to have another chance. Right. And so, yeah, that's why he's coming to the dollhouse. Sorry?
Instead of just, like, an undercover cop or something, they're, like, they're gonna find out, or they're gonna realize that it's fake.
Yeah. Because, I mean, like, a lot of people in this cult have been in there, I'm assuming, a long time. So, right. Yeah, it's, to have somebody to be accepted so quickly is really difficult, and it's just, you can't have a federal agent ready for that, especially one that's new. So, and I guess one thing, too, I just thought of is, like, they might could send in an older, experienced person that might not, that might look more suspicious. Like, yeah. You think, like, the new people, you know, getting caught up into things, or maybe it's just me thinking about that, you know, like, they're looking for something different, you know, things like that. But anyway, so, yeah, he says, you know, we need someone real. Uh-huh. And the dollhouse always gets people what they need, so.
Yes.
Supposedly.
They can just sort of program it right in there.
Yep. Anyways, so, Paul, we see him slightly. Sorry, I had to plug in my computer. So Paul is asking for a favor, and lady, she's like, weren't you shot? And he's like, yeah.
He's kind of the go-getter that's like, I don't care if I was shot. Everyone else can stay at home and rest, but I'm going to continue, especially on something with such loose leads as the dollhouse.
Yes, he's got to take what he can get.
Yeah, as quick as he can, because it kind of...
Yeah, and maybe it wasn't soon enough, because... he wants her to check her, the picture of Caroline, And she says, get someone else. And she says, you know, they don't have as high clearance as you. So that she, like, has access to more missing people, like, being able to find out who they are. So that's interesting. And she's the whole, well, why should I do it for you? And he's like, but they're not as charming. So he had a silly, cute, it was like awkward moment. She's like, are you trying to flirt with me? And he's like, it's been a while.
Yes.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, but then he's like, well, I was shot. Ooh. And she's like, fine. I will get your picture and I'll let you know.
Uh-huh.
I mean, how could you say no to that face? Come on.
I know. This is great.
And then we go next back to Adele, and she's talking with Mother Dominic. It was just her and the other guy before. Anyway, so they're talking about the engagement. He's worried about Echo, how she's unstable, and she's like, she's adaptable. And that's what we need for this. And he's like, we need predictable. We don't want to have another alpha.
Yeah.
And she's like, you don't like her. And he's like, I'm worried you do. Which is something like, what do you think? Do you think that she likes Echo?
I don't know. I think she likes that she's adaptable so that she can kind of do what we've seen her do.
Mm-hmm.
And she might like her a little bit, but
mm-hmm. I think she likes her spirit and she likes when it works out in her favor, but when it doesn't, like, you know, I think back to maybe like the episode with the superstar, like if they had just gotten the guy, she's still, and you know, just taken him away, not watched after her anymore, she probably would have committed suicide or something.
Yeah.
Because they didn't realize, and Echo was the only one being able to smart enough and get close enough to figure that out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and then also it did work out in the first one. Well, it was a bit of a, but then it worked out in the end because the guy was in the hospital, but.
Yeah.
I'm sure they just sent him an extra fruit basket or something. They're like, here you go for your trouble, sir.
Yes.
And he did get his daughter back.
Something, knowing them.
Yeah. Anyways, so then, she's just like, I don't care what you think, and just kind of walks off, I think, or something like that. Or I think that's later. Anyways, then next she goes to see Dr. Saunders, and she's about to send Echo to lunch, but then she reminds her that she doesn't need to eat before surgery, which we don't know what kind of surgery it is. Mm-hmm. And then
she sends her to do something like
a massage. Like to relax, and she's like, oh, okay. And then Tober's like, if she'd be any more relaxed, she'd ooze.
I know.
And they talk about the surgery, which we find out is Echo will be blind. And she's going to have a human camera put in. And he's like, it's not brain surgery. And she's like, yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Dr. Saunders. Oh, it's funny. And yeah, like, I think it's good, you know, that they do. They balance each other out. Because he's like, eh, it's no big deal. And she's like, no, this is not just a, it's a big surgery. Yeah. It's not just a routine wipe.
Messing with her vision.
Yeah.
You're not, I don't know, you're not giving her a boob job or.
No.
Which, that's no small surgery either, but it's at least a little bit better than, oh, I'm going to make you blind and stick a camera.
I know. Just crazy how they're able to do that. I mean, I guess they just kind of hook, like, some of the tissues or something with the, I don't know. But it's interesting, like, they're not perfect because they said, like, it'll be less clear. Right. So they don't know everything. But, like, still it is pretty advanced, so.
It's, yeah. cares about clarity? That's advanced enough to be like, oh. Wow.
Yeah. So, pretty crazy. And it is interesting, like, they maybe could have just sent her in as a, you know, a secret agent and have a wire on her or something. But that they were so much smarter than that, and knowing that not only would they find out, but what if something goes wrong? And yet again, like, you know, like they didn't want the same problem that the FBI would have. They want the true believer. And so they want to just be able to see what Echo can see without her knowing it and messing it up. So it is pretty genius, I have to say. So they get the true believer, and then they get the surveillance. Yes, pretty crazy. And then, oh my gosh, since Topher makes the horrible joke, is Dr. Saunders says a sneeze could make her have a seizure. And he's like, oh, a sneezer. It's like, oh my gosh, Topher, really?
And that's gotta make it be so that it costs more, because fairly high risk.
Yeah, I'm sure it would, but I'm sure the feds can pay it. And as, like, we go into the history of the guy, is he's talking about it. The FBI guy, I think, is talking about it with Boyd, I'm pretty sure. And she says, okay, this is the head guy. His name is Jonas, whatever. He was in prison. He claimed conversion, and he, like, got out, and he went to, like, this ranch. But he's, like, they're not ranching there. And they shows him the safety note. And, like, also, like, he's debriefing, like, the other guys, like, who are going to be ready to go in if they can. They say they get a sneak peek for 48 hours, and then they bring in Boyd, and he gives the pitch, which interesting. Like, you think, like, Adele's always the one who does the pitch, but it's Boyd. But I guess, you know, like, yeah, from what we've seen, is they spent a lot of time together. And not just, like, some of it, like, you're like, how long have they been? But we've seen, like, continuous times, like they talked about, and, like, you know, the, after the Arrow. And so, yeah, they've been on several engagements and everything. And so he's able to get the pitch, and, like, they, you know, informed him so that he's, like, she will be accepted as one of them. She's not one to, she's not about getting out, she's about getting in. And they're like, has she escaped from a cult? And he's like, no. So, like, I wonder how, like, they wonder how she's supposed to be so good, but they just don't ask questions.
Right.
And they gave her the surgery, which, doing stuff with her eyes, I was like, I never could handle getting laser eye surgery. And oh, yeah, I think he says, like, it'll be a miracle. Did he say that? Oh, my gosh. I know someone said that.
So.
Yeah, it's like, okay. So, they're in the car, and she thinks that Boyd is just someone, that she's a hitchhiker, that her name is Esther Carpenter, and she's trying to go to the ranch, and she's hitchhiking there, and this guy gave her a ride, and they have the whole conversation, like, like, isn't it dangerous? And she makes a bad joke, like, oh, because I'm blind. And he's like, no, because you're a girl.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it would be harder to see, like, to be able to trust him. I mean, she can probably tell quite a bit from the voice in which we see that. As she says, like, I can tell we're going south or north or west or whatever because of the sun.
Right.
And so, and also, like, we hear her say later, he's asked, like, so you weren't always blind. And she's like, no, I was, I had sight until I was 9.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, you know, that's what, and so, she looks at least, you know, like, 20, something like that. So, obviously, like, supposedly in the personality thing, we can get to, you know, that, yeah, she's used to being blind. Anyways,
So, I have a question on that.
What?
How would she be able to read so well later when her sight returns?
Well, Oh, like, that was before. Wasn't it?
I said, if she went blind at 9. I mean, I know, yes, you can read by 9. But it seemed like she read really well later.
Hmm.
Well, that's a lot later and jumping ahead, but...
What I have was... Did she read after she had the miracle, or was it after? Or was it before?
I think it was down... It was when they were down there, and he was gonna,
Was that after she claimed she could... Was that after she could see?
Yeah.
Okay,
And then he smacked her, and then she could see.
Yeah. I think, like, who knows? Like, they could just say, like... She could have known, like, the Braille, and yeah. So she could remember the words. I mean, like, it's been a while, but...
So you're saying she memorized whatever verse it was that she was reading?
Probably. And, I mean, yeah, she was all like, oh, the Lord took me, so she's probably got, like, a Braille Bible or something, and just knew. And, like, she was, I think she was a bit slow, kind of, at first, wasn't she?
Yes.
I mean, not, like, super, super slow, but she wasn't, like... I mean, yeah, and, like...
Yeah, she wasn't, like, spitting it out, like...
Yeah. Like a foreign English speaker or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, we'll get... Like, we can talk about that more later.
Yeah.
So, Esther Carpenter, she's talking with Boyd, and... Yeah, she knows, like, she's been blind for a while. She can tell the sun. She wants to be a new person, and she doesn't blame God for taking her vision.
Right.
And so, yeah, Boyd finds that interesting. And, so much so that he lets her walk in the place by her own, and she walks in by herself.
Mm-hmm.
And we meet Jonas, and she touches him, and he just stays silent, kind of stares at her. It's like... Everyone's, like, walking away from her. Like, just, I mean, she's not big or anything. Like, I think it's just funny. They're like, ooh, it's a new person.
Who is she? Ooh.
She's so intimidating.
She's not from here.
Oh. And then, yeah, she touches Jonas and stretches his face. And... Yeah, and then that's what we see. And then next we have Melly, and he's talking to Paul on the phone, and then she's apparently going to bring over his medicine. And then the lady comes over from earlier. She says, I can't find the picture of Caroline anywhere.
Right.
She says, I'll keep it in for a while, and I'll let you know.
Uh-huh.
And then...
Millie and her manicotti.
Yes.
Leftovers, Paul. I just happened to have a whole plate of it, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, the whole thing was full. Like, it's probably going to take him a couple times to eat it, because he can't eat too much. He's got to stay fit.
Right.
Feel like 3 meals for him.
Or more.
Yeah. But yeah, that's nice of her.
The disc. For Millie. Don't they get a disc or a picture or something?
Yeah.
Because she ran into the mail guy and he gives her an envelope.
Mm-hmm. And then Paul gets all excited and he's like, who left it? Who left it?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, brown, short, brown hair, cute. And she's like, oh. They're like, oh, it's the mail guy, Carl.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, he's just really lazy. He's like, bastard.
Yeah.
I think we'll get, I don't remember if I think I had more stuff about it. But yeah, so Paul, I think, is probably a bit disappointed because, like, he doesn't know who left it. But then he does, like, see the video. And it's the one, like, we've seen a bit of, like, at the college. And she doesn't really want to be videoed. The lady's funny. She's like, oh, she has a potty mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder, like, you think it'd be smart of him to, like, check, like,
the college?
Yeah, that's what I would think. Like, I don't know if he could see the college, but he, you could
is
check.
It the kids that are also in the video?
Or yeah, or something. Like, she says, like, a name of a sorority. And so sometimes, like, there's name of the different ones, but you could check the ones and, or something like that. But I don't know if they do that or not.
Or maybe he has and it was a dead end.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, I think mostly, like, it was pretty focused on Carolyn.
Yeah.
So, and that's who he cares about finding anyways. Mm-hmm. And probably, if he did find some of the other people, it'd be like, oh, she dropped off the face of the earth. That's yeah. very helpful. And then, so, we go back and we see Jonas and Esther Carpenter. And she's like, God came to me in a vision and told me to come find you. And he's like, was that God who dropped you off? And, like, he was kind of snarky almost a little bit about it. And she's like, no. Like, he just calm. She's like, yeah, it was one of his instruments. And she's, like, very, like, calm. Like, yeah, like, she didn't take it offensively at all. And, yeah.
Go ahead.
She's like, I saw you in a vision and that you'd have a place prepared for me. And, like, something about, like, I have something written. Like, I felt it was carried here, like, on the wind or something. Mm-hmm. I think she did say something about, like, that.
Sounded bizarre, whatever it was. I was like,
yeah. I guess, you know, I think they did mention some point that, like, that was, they, like, in the imprint, they gave her that vision. Which they could easily have done, or, like, when she woke up, they could have, or maybe she was, like, half asleep or something, and they gave her, showed him yep. Jonas's picture and said, come find me here at the temple or something, and, like, showed her a map.
Yeah.
And, like, we'll have a place for you, and, like, I'm sure they could find some, like, recording or maybe something of his voice. The dollhouse is good like that.
Yep.
Or, like, have his voice but jumble the words or something. And then she'd be like, okay. And then just have her barely walk, like, 2 feet or something, and then, hi, I'm Boyd, I'll take you. It's on my way.
They would do that, too.
They would. They wanted to go fast.
They would. She'd, like, go down the elevator, and she'd be like, hi.
Probably, like, have her, like, bump into her. Hi, oh, I'm sorry about that. Can I help you? Where are you headed?
Oh, sure, I'll take you anywhere you want.
Yep. And she'll just be like, okay. Thanks. Anyways, like, it sounds creepier than, like, we make it sound, but, yeah, Boyd was really nice, so.
But in, they do use those suspicious black vans, so it will have Boyd be down at the elevator.
Well, she couldn't see them, so. Let's see, and then people, they all believe her, and he takes her in, and the FBI looks on, they're like, she's in, and the Jonas is still suspicious. So suspicious, I can't talk, and is worried that she's a serpent, as he says to one of the other people, and talks about keeping the garden pure to Brother Seth. And he's like, who else could she be? And he's like, but you know people are always trying to find us, and da-da-da-da. And he's like, okay, Jonas. So that was, yeah.
Very paranoid.
Yeah, very paranoid.
But so I don't blame him. Leader of a cult on a compound. And
yeah. And he has been to jail before.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine that was pleasant. Yeah. So. Yeah, crazy thing. Don't get why he wants to have the cult, but. Anyways, so next we go into Sierra and Victor. And they are talking in the shower. And it's kind of creepy. And there she's like, the water's warm today.
I've always thought it odd that they'd have men and women in a circular shower where they can just see each other. But
yeah.
Since they're in such a blank, blah state.
Yeah.
I guess it doesn't matter unless you're Victor.
Yeah, unless you're Victor. And, like Adam and Eve before they sinned, I guess.
Yep.
Pretty much. Anyway, so Topher is, like, looking over the camera slightly, and he doesn't mean to, but he sees them in the shower, and then he goes off, like, from the phone. At first, he's just, like, bragging. He's saying to something about, he was just talking about, like, something that was going well, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot exactly what he was talking about. Like,
probably the blindness.
Yeah, probably. Knowing Topher.
Well, I don't remember, but who knows? Knowing Topher, it was probably, I made a girl blind and had a camera put in her. And now I'm going to perfect it, even though we probably won't ever use it again.
Oh, I think he did. I think he did say something like that. But really, it actually could be used again, because, like, on a different imprint. Like, having someone be trusted, but not, and then to have surveillance, but not know it.
Right.
Kind of like, you've seen Shutter Island, right?
Yes.
It's kind of like the ghost in the machine, I mean, like, the ghost, so that you can have them be whatever you want them to be, like, putting a dollhouse spin on it, but then you can see whatever you want.
Yeah.
Kind of thing, so that's kind of scary. Anyways. So he goes to the doctor, and he's just like, it's terrible how he is. He's like, I saw Victor, I didn't mean to, I was glancing, and Victor, he's in the shower, and he's having a man reaction. And she's like, what?
Yeah, he kind of stumbles about.
Yeah,
like,
oh, a long time he does.
Day.
And she's like, you saw Victor in the shower naked. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, and he's, like, doing gestures, and he's, like...
Yeah. It's pretty hilarious. You should watch it if you have not.
Yes.
And I'll be the brave one, because I took human sexuality. She's like, oh, he had an erection? And she's like,
Yeah.
Oh.
She's and like, I warned you of having too many of the same romantic...
No, just in general, the too many imprints and the same active.
Mm-hmm.
Which it is interesting.
She specified that, but yeah, she warned against.
Well, I'm thinking, like,
over and over, imprint.
Like, with men, like, you think normally they would want, they always want a variety of women.
Yep.
But it is interesting that it is still a problem. Like, you would think that men more likely than women would be coming to the dollhouse. And, yeah, it's just interesting that it is a problem.
Miss Lonely Hearts.
Yes. Which,
but
yeah.
Like,
we'll
be one.
We'll see more of that.
Yes.
And they said Topher's like, oh, he was white, and she's just like...
He was scrubbed clean.
Yeah. And she's like, it's not enough or something, basically. And she's like, I've warned against it. And he's like, was that in this so-and-so form? And she's like, yeah. And he's like, no one reads those. Oh, poor Dr. Saunders.
Yes.
And she's like, how long has this been going on? And he's like, I wasn't looking for it. I just saw it. And so she's like... Yeah, so she's like, okay, we're going to have to find out how long it's been going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go back to Esther. She's getting introduced to everybody. And, like, she just came in, and it's getting so much so that, like, oh, they're all excited, and she's touching their faces to get to know them.
Right.
And somehow she gets the weird intuition. Like, they mention, like, the other ranch or something. They're like, so-and-so, this guy was here at the other ranch. And she's like, you were unhappy there.
Yeah.
So that was kind of weird.
She's already kind of looking for signs of stuff.
I guess it's true that they put that in there. And I guess maybe, like, they could have had him, like, feel, like, the face or something. Or maybe, like, was she feeling his pulse maybe or something? Like, could she have felt that? I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I wish they would have explained that a little more, but... Or maybe, yeah. Or she could have been, like...
Mostly, I think.
Hmm?
I think she's mainly IDing him.
Mm-hmm.
Saying, okay, you're the one that I really want to talk to, and this is what you look like, and let me figure it out, okay?
Yeah, I guess they could have, like, have that in her instinctively, kind of... Because, like, maybe it was, like, a trigger in her, like, if they say they've been here a long time, like, try and talk with them.
Yeah.
And maybe she could just, like, tell from his voice or something. Mm-hmm. And then they're all, like, new people! And she sees Jonas, and the FBI is finding names. Like, then they see the people, and they're finding, like, missing people. And Boyd is smart, and he's asking if they can find the ally and have that guy help as well. Which was pretty smart. The person that wrote the note.
Yeah.
And they're just like, we can't find out who it is. And it's like, really? You couldn't try a little more?
Yeah, exactly. It seemed slightly suspicious when Boyd starts looking into it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, we can't do this or that. And it's like, you're the police. Aren't you supposed to be asking, like, can I look at the security camera, or can I...
Yeah, or, like, check handwriting or something else.
Yeah.
Like, see if you can find the missing people, and then maybe, like, contact the family and see if you can find any old notes and see if the handwriting's a match.
Yeah.
Do something like that. Anyways, I don't know how they communicate with them once they would have that, but... Anyways, so, let's see. We see next that Jonas has brought her into some, like, creepy dark room, and the people think that the signal's lost, but it's all dark in there, and he's interrogating her and shining a bright light in her eyes, but she can't see it, and he's asking if she is with law enforcement, and she's like, no, of course not, and he's suspicious, and he says it's a beautiful story, but the snake was a beautiful story as well, and he's gets out a gun and saying, being all creepy, and he's like, I had to protect the flock.
Right.
And he just sticks it right in her face, and she can't see it, so she is just fine. She's like, I hear whoever comes here, they're blessed. Huh. And then he puts the gun down, and he's like, okay, I believe you. And he welcomes her and kisses her head. And she's just like, the other guy was there, and he's like, oh, he's a great man.
Yep. Yet if you're a religious cult, wouldn't you question the fact that you have a room full of weapons? You seem like the other guy, not necessarily Echo, because she can't see them, but...
Yeah. Well, you know, they make the big deal. He's like, we have to protect the flock, so they just be like, oh, okay. Sure. No big deal. So, yeah, right. They see, like, all these guns, and the FBI is like, okay, awesome. Like, we can go in now. Uh-huh. And apparently, I guess it was just too many guns or something, but, I mean, is that such a huge violation to have to go in there?
I think they just wanted an excuse.
Yeah.
I think there was other thing parts to just the cult. Factor.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted an excuse to go in and look around or accuse them of something.
Yeah.
Because it seemed kind of like maybe they had some more dirt on the guy.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, and then... Oh, yeah, and then I forgot something. It was cute with the whole Melly thing. Like, I mentioned it a little bit, but Melly's like, I've been meaning to come down here.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, you've been meaning to come to the FBI office? She's like, oh, you know. And then she covers and, like, gives him the envelope and everything else. And the handwriting was a match on both of the old envelope he has with her picture and the new one with the video. So whoever gave it to him is the same person.
Uh-huh.
Or whoever wrote the note on it is the same person, at least. And then the doctor and Topher, they look at the videos with the erections.
Yes, and they find out how far they go back and realize that it's Sierra.
Yep.
And that's when they started.
And I love it. It's hilarious. And she says the whole snake thing, and that was funny. But then also, they say it's not Miss Lonely Heart, it's Sierra. She's the new element to the environment. And Miss Dr. Saunders going all like she's the new element to the environment. And, like, she was there, like, when it started and da-da-da-da. And he's like, he likes her. And she's just simply, yeah. I love how Topher just put it in simple words.
Yeah. Simplifies it.
And, yeah, she was just, like, funny, like, how she has no problem, like, you think it would be the opposite, like, that the man would be totally cool with it and the woman would be awkward. But she's hardly awkward and he's all like,
uh-huh.
I mean, I guess you know more, she is a doctor, so.
Yeah.
She's seen it all and he's the, he's more of his machines.
Yep.
But we love him anyways.
He's slightly nervous, like it's a bad thing that, like, not like that's a bad thing, but that it's a bad thing that it's happening.
Yeah.
He's probably like, okay, why is this happening? Are they gonna blame me?
Yeah.
So maybe that's part of his deal.
Yeah.
Maybe he's just not comfortable with other men's man reactions.
Yes. So next we have the FBI, and they want to go in, and Boyd is worried that she'll be hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to make sure it goes well, and they don't know they are coming. And right. The other guy, he's like, we just want this guy in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And he says before they got him, but then the police didn't like how they handled things, how they got the evidence or whatever. And so, but says before, it was whatever he was doing was with underage girls that he was taking advantage of. So, yes, it is very serious.
Yes.
But then, yeah, like, it's terrible. And then he just seems like he doesn't like Echo. And I think, like this was about the same time. Like, it was the same. Like, so her feed has gone out. And we'll say why that happened in a minute, like, when we go in with Echo. So they can't see anymore. And so, and he's like, you know, can you contact her? And he's like, no.
Right.
Which you think they would have put something in, but I guess that would have been suspicious, but.
Yeah.
Anyways, so Echo's stuck in there, and he's just like, well. And he's like, you know, she got in, she got you the information, but he's like, well, she's just like them. She's just going to be treated just like them. And it's like, really? Like, she helped you get your chance, dude, and you're not even the littlest bit concerned. But even worse is Lawrence, and because Boyd calls Lawrence and is asking for permission for a forced extraction. And he says, no, that you need Echo to stay, even though it's dangerous. And Boyd explains, he's like, they're going to go in. And, you know, she's a sitting duck, and she's not prepared for this.
No.
And she's not. And then, so we go in, and the cult's all sitting around in a circle, and we're a happy family. And he's talking about Esther, and that her vision pierces darkness, and he talks about the vision. Esther's... And then also he says he has a strong faith, but he's a weak man. And he insists, bring her, to commit her to the temple. And he's like, will you commit to the temple? And she's like, yes. And they're all excited, and then they hug. And, yeah, like, I just thought it was interesting, like, so much to talk was about vision. And really, Esther in the Bible is, she just, like, she talked with the, she's in the beauty contest with the be the queen of the king, and she just listens to one of the advisors, and, like, I think, yeah, and she was just beautiful, and then she got picked, and she, like, and I guess she kind of had to have the vision that if you haven't heard it, that Esther finds out that she's Jewish, that the king's right-hand man wants to kill all the Jews. And so her uncle says, go talk with the king, you're the queen, and you're not supposed to do that unless the king invites you, because he can put you to death. And probably pretty well known that his last wife got divorced because she did something he didn't like. And, but she's just like, okay, I'm going to go ask him anyways, even though he might kill me. So just pray for me. And I guess, like, she had the vision that maybe the king would say yes, and maybe all the Jews and everything justice would be, but, yeah, that was interesting, just so much vision talk, like, and she wasn't a prophet or a seer or anything like that.
I never knew that she had a vision.
I don't think she did, but I just think, like, thinking, like, you know, when Mordecai said to her, like, do you think you will be spared if, you know, this edict gets put out that all the Jews must be killed? You know, you're going to die just as well. So she's like, all right, I'm going to go ask him.
Right.
Because she could have just waited and maybe, I mean, yeah, like, it was supposed to be with the seal. And technically, like, once the law was put in, it wasn't supposed to be able to be repealed. But anyways. Anyways, I just thought that was interesting, but...
That's interesting, though.
Hmm?
I said that is interesting.
Yeah. Like, they just made a big thing about Vision and Esther and, like, never put that together before. Yeah. And she could have just taken the chance, but she didn't. I mean, a chance of not asking the king.
Right.
Because maybe, who knows, like, he could have been like, you're fine, you're the queen.
Yep.
But, so then they, the snipers are around, and Jonas knows what's up, and Seth and Jonas, they get guns, and he hits Echo, and she's like, I want the truth, and says that they came here because of her, and which it's really sad for Echo, because she thinks, like, you know, that she hasn't done anything, and really they are there because of her.
Right.
And she gets up, and she can see. And she's like, it's a miracle. And they're all scared. And he hits Echo again. And the lady stands up for her. She's like one of the other cult ladies. And she's like, Jonas, she's our sister.
He doesn't seem to care that.
No, he doesn't. And he's just still all suspicious. And him and Seth talk. And they say, Jonas and Seth. And they're like, Jonas says no light. Oh, yeah, like, they say, like, is she, can she really be trusted? And Jonas says, like, you know, like, they shine the light in her eyes, but there was no reaction at all, and how can you fake that? And he says, like, he goes back up to Echo, Jonas does, and he's like, he believes that they came here to hurt us, and he asks if it was a miracle that she can see, and she nods. And he says, I think Jonas says something like, you have to tell me what to do. Or why do I have that? I think, like, yeah, like, he's feeling like it was God that gave her sight back, so now she should know what to do.
I think he thinks that she's going to have a vision.
Yeah, or maybe something like that.
And she kind of, I don't know. She takes it well, or handles it well, rather.
Yeah.
She kind of goes along with it.
Yeah. And then, oh, when is that? That is way later. Boyd talks to the store manager, and he asks about who wrote the note. Yay for Boyd being productive.
Yes.
And supposedly, like, he was the only one that asked about the security tapes, so that's suspicious. You think they would have asked. Yeah. So, oh, yeah, and then so he goes back over to the FBI guy, and he says, we'll let you get your girl out under these conditions. And so that was pretty messed up. Yeah. And, like, was he trying to save his own skin or what? But Boyd gets really rough, and he's like, you're the one who wrote the note to get the warrant. He was, like, hiding in the store, and he started rumors. And yeah, so that was pretty crazy. We find out that basically, like, the warrant doesn't hold weight because it really wasn't one of the cult members who wrote the save me note. And basically, he did it to get a warrant.
Yeah, he has some beef with the guy. Dude, we don't ever figure that out, right?
No, I don't think so. So that was pretty lame. I think the whole thing, like, I wish they would have maybe had something, like, maybe it was his daughter or something.
Yeah.
Or a niece or something, but nope. Anyways, the people.
Something, at least.
Yeah, but no, they're just, I guess he's just really into his job like Paul.
Mm-hmm.
So, the cult people are all holed up, they're scared, and he sends Seth out, and he asks, Jonas asks Echo if she can sight read from the Bible, and she does.
They moved, though. They moved to that other room.
Yeah, they did move. They moved to another room. Like, that's where they were holed up. Mm-hmm. And she reads about King Nebuchadnezzar and how he has
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Yes.
Lit on fire.
And being thrown into the furnace, and that it was so hot that even the guards, when they were throwing them in, they died. But then they weren't burned, and neither their clothes or anything else was burned, and they came out, and God saved them. And so the FBI sees Seth, and they're like, what's going on? They're like, oh, it's just one. And this was weird. I didn't get why this was in there, but it's like a white guy and a black guy, and then the white guy's like, oh, is it a black guy? I'm like, yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, it was.
And the guy kind of gives him a funny look. I was just like, I don't really get the point of this, but okay.
Yeah.
But anyway, so it's just that Seth sets gasoline everywhere, and he starts a fire. And the lady who tried to stand up for Echo, she's freaked, and she's trying to leave. But Jonas is like, sister, you can do this, blah, blah, blah. The flames will protect you if you have faith.
Right.
So, nice. They all sit down, and the people, the SWAT team's like, this isn't a rescue. And they think that Boyd is working with Sparrow. So that was pretty screwed up.
Yep.
And they say, if he's in there, take him down. And so Boyd takes out a SWAT member. I think he just kind of like knocked him or something. Did he kill him?
Who?
Did Boyd kill one of the SWAT members? I don't remember. Anyways, so I think he just like got them out of the way kind of thing. So they're in the burning building and coughing, and Esther's like, we need to leave. And she tries to argue with Jonas, and she hits him over the head. And she's like, guys, we're going to die of smoke inhalation. And before he was like, oh, pray. And she convinces the people to get out.
Right. And she's but that one guy and Jonas.
Yeah. And he's like, how can you do this? Where is your faith? And she says, God did not just let me see again to just watch. And he spits at her.
Mm-hmm.
And she hits him and they go out. And with the, Jonas comes back up and he's about to shoot her. And then Lawrence comes in. Lawrence Dominic, didn't think he was going to come up. And he shoots Jonas and then he hits Echo. And he says, our trouble ends here. And then the FBI says to pull the men back. And what the crap is up with that?
I don't know.
It's like, seriously, I know you don't like Boyd, but you're just going to leave him in there?
Yes.
Or any survivor, regardless of who it is.
Well, they said they were like, oh, I don't think there's any more survivors.
Yeah. That's what they think.
I wonder if Lawrence didn't kind of help that happen.
Maybe.
Because he doesn't like Echo.
Yeah.
And
it is possible. Maybe that's why, definitely probably why, he didn't want Echo extracted. But anyways, so but Boyd saves her. And he
Boyd
thinks
saves her.
Yes, and she thinks he's an angel. And the guy on the TV, he's like, we'll try and help everyone, but don't think any more survivors. And then the news crew, so that was pretty awesome. Like, yeah, we don't think there's any survivors. And, oh, nope, right there. And then, yeah, and then just kind of, that kind of dies down after that, and they send the people off. And then next we see Paul come up to the ranch, and he's talking to the ex-FBI guy because he says, that, he's like, I was part of the FBI, so hopefully that means he's fired. I'm pretty sure it does, so, yay!
Paul comes because he saw the video of them changing rooms and
yes.
Saw Echo.
He did. I thought, I had that, and I was like, was it really there? But yes, he saw a video of Echo.
And he probably saw her leaving with Boyd.
And yeah, I think you saw a video and, like, everyone's, like, dispersing at the ranch or whatever.
Yeah.
After the fire. And the guy's, like, Boyd's at, not Boyd, Paul's asking where people are.
He saw a video of her changing rooms.
Yeah.
And I don't know about after the fire, but...
Okay, maybe actually, I might just be confused, but maybe it was just them changing rooms.
I think so. I'm sure they have a video of her leaving the fire with Boyd, but
yeah,
it's just changing buildings or rooms or whatever.
Yeah. And so the guy says if Paul's asking where the people are, and the FBI guy, he's like, they're being debriefed and sent out, and he's like, where? And he's like, if you have an issue, take it up with the head people, another agency. And then Paul explains that he's not going after him. He's looking for a girl, and Guy says, looks and sees Echo's picture, and he says, lies and says, she could be anybody.
Yeah.
And the guy says, like, Paul wants to talk to her, and he's like, get a warrant.
Yep. Which I don't get why he does that if he doesn't care about Echo at all while she's in there.
I think maybe he did, because I think I got it too. Did you get that he was fired? Because Paul says something like, are you the FBI guy that was here? And he's like, I was.
Yeah.
So he's fired, and I think he doesn't want to make it worse for himself. And he doesn't want just anybody else making him look worse than he already does. And so, just by the fact that this was a special consultant who helped you get in, even when you weren't supposed to have more evidence, they still helped you get evidence to take down this cult, and you just were going to leave her there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he just probably doesn't want to make himself look worse. So, I think, like, now it might be even, like, he might be able to get, like, a security job now, but, and, like, maybe eventually he's like, maybe if I do okay and don't make myself look worse, maybe I'll be able to get back to the FBI. I don't know.
I kind of doubt that, but.
I don't know. Like, they didn't say, like, how bad it was, but, I mean, he did look pretty upset.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't do things unofficially. It's like, dude, what did you just do earlier? You faked a note.
Yeah.
Cause all this trouble.
You wrote the note that did all this.
And then it was interesting, like, you think that at first Adele is talking about the cult, and it could be positive or negative. She says about innocence is important and purity, and it's interesting, like, she sounds slightly like Jonas.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important to have order and everything else, but no, she's talking about the house, and she's just, like, glaring like a mother at Victor, about Victor to, the doctor and, Topher, and it's hilarious, like, the stern school teacher, and she's like, Victor needs to be scrubbed and taken care of and monitored closely. Oh, I didn't think I had that, but I do have that written. Oh, anyways, and then Lawrence, she talks with him next, and they're like, okay, fine, school teacher. Like, and I know they kind of hung their heads in shame a little bit. Anyway, since she talks to Lawrence, and she says he took the jet, and she says, like, you had no permission. And he's like, he says she was glitching. And I forgot to mention that, like, when Lawrence, Dominic, and Boyd were on the phone, like, he just assumes, he's like, oh, she's glitching. And it's like, really, it wasn't her fault. I mean, she was doing what she could. He can't help it. She got smacked. And they said a sneeze could fix it. And she got smacked a couple times.
Really hard.
Yeah, really hard. So
And
poor
so.
Echo. And yeah. So the glitch wasn't her fault. And it wasn't like a typical glitch. If you think about it, it was kind of the opposite of a glitch. Because she was blind and now she was seeing, but then just the FBI couldn't see anything. Which would have been helpful so they would have known where they were and, like. But I think, like, still, like, it's a dangerous situation. They have guns and then they came out with the gasoline and everything, so it still was going to be dangerous anyway. Even if they did have Echo. And so. He's just going on, like, Echo's suspicious. He's like, we need to send her to the attic. And he almost starts to say, he's almost like, if you won't, I will. But he doesn't finish it because he doesn't have the last word, which is good, it seems, for Echo. And she just, like, for that, like, disrespect, though, it was hilarious. She just cuts him off. She just, like, throws him out the elevator and she's like, take the stairs! Which was a great shutdown. You gotta love it. And then they have Echo in the chair and the doctor. She asks how she can see once Echo's out. And she's like, she can see perfectly. And she zones in to Lawrence Dominic, who tried to kill her. Like, there is no mistaking that. She knows. Just hit her in there and left her in the burning building. Nice. And an active, and the best active. Crazy. So then, my trivia of where people are from. Give me one second. Mine, if, like, I kind of have two. One was just slightly, but the store owner. I have a few listed here. Was in Legit, Veep, Vola, Crime Fiction Daily, or Crime Fiction and the Daily Show with Jon Stewart, and then a few more. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. You gotta love my elevator music, right? Okay, and then with Jonas Sparrow, I had a few for him. It was one, it was interesting. What was he in? I think he was in Psych, I think it said. The
Interesting.
Jonas guy, yeah. Oh, another one, the A team.
The
Yes.
A team. Never heard of it.
Yeah, I just thought it was funny because we love Pretty Little Liars. The Golden Compass video game. He was in a lot of video game stuff, the Jonas guy, which I think is funny. Without a Trace.
That's a good show.
I have not watched it.
Older one.
Smokin' Acres, Pepper Dennis, yeah, Call of Duty 3, a lot of video game names. Oz, the TV series. Oh no, it wasn't that one. Jonas, you know what he was in? Jonas was in The Nanny.
Really?
Yes. So the episode where Fran and Maggie both take 20 somethings, I think he was one of the guys. It says John. Oh. So it was the Cradle Robbers.
Yes.
Oh, and also he was in Confessions of a Sorority Girl, some TV movie, Brotherhood of the Gun, 21 Jump Street. I didn't know that. Dance Till Dawn. And The Stuff. A few of the funnier sounding ones. So that's my two people. It was the store owner, was in the few things I mentioned, and then it was the other guy. The Jonah Sparrow.
Yeah.
Oh, and I didn't really have much for really moments. I don't think, but yeah. One thing I want to mention before I forget about it, but just crazy, like, how Echo always comes out, like, you know, she's the calm, you know, like, faithful, like, Esther Carpenter, and then just at the end, she's just like, we need to get out of here, guys. Like, yeah. Like, almost not, she didn't say, screw the faith, but she's like, no, we're gonna die if we don't get out of here. And if you're not gonna listen to me, then I'm gonna knock you out and drag you anyways.
Yes, I'm going to make you get out of here, because I care about people too much.
Yes. Okay. So I have that and that. Oh, and last thing, another thing. I told you about this, Amy. My prediction you have been waiting for. So this prediction is for Pretty Little Liars, and I predict that Jenna is going to be A, and they have cameras in her eyes as well, like Esther did. That is what's going to happen. And they've just been using somebody else since Jenna's been, like, being able to see, but, like, it's been glitching a little bit. And so they've had somebody else do some more work, maybe Cece, maybe Rin. But I just had to say that, because I thought it was hilarious, like, thinking, like, oh, what if, like, A sees everything.
Oh, jeez, that'd be creepy. the blind go blind again.
Oh, so crazy.
Stick cameras in there, too.
Yes. That's how A knows all.
Yes.
You never know with Pretty Little Liars. So then, quotes. Oh, yeah, I liked, and I already said a bit of it, but I want to continue it. It's Esther and Boyd, and she's like, I'm a girl? Wow, I've been blind longer than I thought. And she's like, do I hear a smile? He's like, oh, you do. Yeah, that was great. And Dr. Saunders, Victor had an erection? I prefer man reaction.
No. Good one. Yes. Agree.
Guy, tall, cute brown hair. She's like, Carl, the male guy? He's lazy. And he's like, like that. Paul's a bastard.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, can you think of any?
No.
I think, yeah, mostly that's it.
Yep.
I have to say, like, there's, Esther Carpenter was pretty cool, but, you know, Taffy was just amazing.
Yes.
She was. And then my favorite character would be Dr. Saunders. I mean, to be that dedicated at looking for man reactions, you know.
Yeah.
That's just dedication right there.
She could have passed the buck.
She could have. They could have made Ivy do it.
Yep. Hey, at least Ivy would be doing something besides fetching groceries.
That's true. I don't think she'd be happy, though.
No. But she'd get over it and be like, okay, well, at least I'm not getting the snack of the day.
The grape juice.
The grape juice. Don't drink the grape juice.
Nice one. That's right. Don't drink the Kool-Aid.
Don't drink the
Do you have a favorite character?
I think I'm going to agree with Dr. Sanders just because she's protective. Mm-hmm. You see kind of a little mother hen in her. She's like,
it's true. She takes care of her dolls.
Yeah.
Even afterwards, like, she, you know, she should could have just figured, you know, like, Topher knows what he's doing, it's fine. Or yeah. something, like, or, like, I know what I'm doing, but she's like, no, how's your vision?
Yep.
Yep. And
like you said, she took the extra time to be like, okay, when did this start? When are we gonna, how often is it? Let's figure out this man reaction business, because...
Yeah, they're not supposed to have that. I don't think we emphasize that yes, in their doll state, that is not supposed to happen.
Yep.
Which is why they're allowed to shower together.
Yep.
Well, that and they're probably just trying to save water or something.
Yep.
That dollhouse. And then, for whose life sucks the most, I put Melly, because... she made, like, the manicotti for him, this whole big thing. And she brought him his meds and was being all cute. And then brought him his mail, too. And then she just got dissed.
Yes.
Because he gets, like, into watching the video. And she's like, well, I'm just going to leave now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, oh, poor Melly.
Maybe it was a little bit of reality as to how dedicated he is to figuring this out.
Are you saying that you couldn't handle dating Paul or an FBI agent, Amy?
No, I'm not, but I'm just saying that it's a test for her to realize, okay, hey.
Yeah.
Dedicated to his job and figuring this out.
Yeah, they've hardly spent any time together, which is sad.
Yep.
But spoilers!
He doesn't seem into her.
Hmm?
I said he doesn't seem that into her. He's just like, you're the really nice lady who lives across the hall and brings me leftover.
And lets me in my house when I lose my key.
Yeah.
And then we have coffee.
I don't know if he knows about Victor trying to break in. He probably does, knowingly.
Mm-hmm. Does who know?
Paul.
Well, yeah, he knew before about how, like, he was in the house, and he's like, what are you doing here?
How he tried, when, he told, no, when Victor told Millie the story of, oh, I work at, the Old Navy.
I love your Russian accent. Yeah. But no, that was good. But I think, like, I guess we don't see for sure. I just kind of assume that she told him.
I would, too, just because of her character and who she is and how she really does seem to care about him.
Yeah.
Whether he shows that he does care about her or not.
Yeah.
Especially since she kind of is like, oh, I'm going now. And he's like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. He was pretty intent, though. Like, he's only had a picture for a while now. Now he's getting more to go on. And the other last lead he got shot, so.
Yeah.
This was definitely a step up, and I'd be excited.
Me, too.
And especially, yeah, like, after the whole thing, like, well, we can't find her face at all in the face recognition thingy, so good luck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's why I just feel bad for Millie. Is she your whose life sucks the most?
For sucks the most, let me think.
Like any of the cult members, maybe?
Maybe. Just because they're so, like, brainwashed. Especially that one that spat in her face.
I know.
Don't you realize you're in danger and she's trying to help you?
Yeah. You'd think.
But, especially since he was in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he was one of the ones that was in Texas. But Millie's life pretty well sucks in this one.
Yeah.
At least she gets to kind of hang around and watch what's happening. And...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did. They didn't just like, okay, see you later. They're like, oh, no, let's check this out. And, of course, it partly was just to ask her questions. But even after that, she was there. They weren't just like, oh, okay, thanks, see ya.
Yeah.
And, anyways. Feelings of violence?
I feel like slapping the officer in the face, the FBI guy.
Yes, of course. At least he got fired. At least he got fired.
Yep.
And maybe
Jonas a little bit too, because I'm like, how can you
slap a blind girl?
Yeah. And how can you brainwash so many people?
It's true.
And live with yourself. But then again, we don't know why he was in jail.
We don't.
So,
no, we do have something like he was involved with doing something, some kind of maybe trafficking or something with underage girls.
Yeah.
So, creepy. Maybe he had a really sucky home life. You never know.
You never know.
But at least it seemed like he was caught. So. And... Thankfully, at least, the guy setting the fire was kind of stupid, but he's kind of brainwashed. He's under orders, so...
Yeah.
He trusted him, so... Yeah. I don't think he deserves a slap. Anybody else? Yeah, I think just that's the FBI guy and Lawrence Dominic.
Nope.
But it will be interesting to see. We will get to see more, like... Why he is the way he is. Yep.
Lawrence is definitely after Echo.
Yeah.
First thing, like, he was like, okay, you can die of smoke.
I know.
Or you can die of being burned to death, and I'm just gonna leave you here.
Yeah. I wonder why, like, he could have maybe just stayed hidden or something, let Jonas kill her.
Yeah.
And then maybe shot him or something.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I wonder why he just knocked her out. If he wanted her dead, he could have shot her.
But I think maybe, like, he didn't want to be implicated in it.
Yeah.
But you think they would find out, like, that he took the chopper and he left.
Yeah.
But... Interesting.
Probably hoping I'll knock her out and no one else will check in there, and so then she'll end up dying.
Yeah. So I have a rating system.
For me?
No, well, for me, unless you want me to give you one. I gave this 7 out of 10 camera implanted eyeballs.
Yes. Good title. I might go with, like, a 6.5.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's not exactly one of my favorites. It's really interesting with the whole
cult thing.
Eyeball thing, but...
Yeah.
But, yeah. And you do see more of Boyd. Okay, he really does want to try and figure out what's going on.
Yeah, like, he was really proactive.
Yeah.
He just kind of like, oh, they'll get the people out, it'll be fine. But no, he was up in there and then shoving the guy against the car and finding stuff out. And he actually gave the pitch.
Good.
Which we had not seen him give the pitch before.
Mm-hmm.
So that was interesting. So is it going to be 6.5 out of 10 sneezers or?
Yeah.
One of these days, I'll get you to come up with the title, Amy.
You will. One of these days. One of these days, I'll be inspired with a title.
Do I need to let you go first so you can think of one, or am I stealing yours?
No.
Okay. Good to know.
I just don't get inspired.
Well, we have some good episodes coming up, so I'm sure you will be.
Yes.
Alrighty, so I think that was the whole episode, and we've done everything. And so we are from the A and B version of the Dollhouse podcast. And we are on iTunes. And you can search for it. It's under my name right now, Barbara Harper. I might try and change that, but just know for now that's what it's under. And also you can go to the Facebook group. That is actually the A and B version of the Dollhouse podcast. And we also do have a blog. And you can give us feedback, like let us know how we're doing, rate us, star us, and yeah, you can check out the Facebook and see what episode we're about to do. We'd love to be able to give feedback. But thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you later. I'm Bye. Barbara.
I'm Amy.
Bye.